USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There's a manhunt underway in Texas where a gunman killed five neighbors in suburban Houston. According to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers, police had received a call about harassment.
My understanding is that the victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, do you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep, and he had been drinking, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
When police arrived, they found the five victims, the youngest, just 8 years old. A Russian missile strike that destroyed an apartment building in Ukraine has killed at least 25 people. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the apartment was one of 10 residential buildings damaged in the strike. Russia says they were targeting Ukraine's military forces. The FBI reports a dramatic decrease in warrantless data searches.
The number of searches under the warrantless surveillance program dropped nearly 94% over the past year, according to a new report by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. FBI Director Christopher Wray was questioned by Representative Ben Klein over the data during a House Appropriations Committee hearing this week.
Did our national security threats drop 93%? Or had the FBI been conducting millions of unnecessary warrantless searches of Americans' private communications?
Well, so first I would disagree with you that what was described in the report were warrantless searches of Americans' communications.
The report states those numbers fell from 3.4 million to roughly 200,000. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Flooding in Wisconsin has forced dozens of families from their homes. That flooding peaking on the Mississippi River in Crawford County. It's the third highest flooding ever recorded in the town of Prairie du Chien. And more severe weather is heading for the southern U.S. this weekend. Damaging thunderstorms will take place from Texas to Florida, containing strong winds, heavy rains, hail, and even more flooding. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With tax day just passing a few weeks ago, the federal government says there has been an influx of tax money, and that's reduced the fears of the U.S. defaulting on its debts as early as June if the debt ceiling isn't raised. A report from Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics says the Treasury Department should be able to continue to pay the nation's bills now until the end of July. That will give lawmakers a little more time to come up with a plan to raise the debt ceiling. U.S. Army pilots are being grounded after two recent helicopter crashes killed 12 people. Three soldiers died in a helicopter crash this past week in Alaska, while nine died last month following a helicopter collision in Kentucky. The Army says it's grounding all pilots not involved in critical missions until the required training is complete. Montana is banning health care for transgender minors.
Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed the measure Friday. It restricts the use of hormone therapy, puberty blockers, or surgery for the purpose of gender transitioning in young people. The new law also targets doctors who offer gender-affirming health care to minors. The ACLU and other organizations say they'll challenge the ban. Openly transgender representative Zoe Zephyr had protested the legislation and got thrown off of the State House floor for doing so. I'm Karen Sloan.
Climate change activists plan to protest the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight. Climate defiants say they want to hold President Biden accountable for 2020 campaign promises. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.